Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, February 2nd, 1891, Hugh Gordon Hilvestre was born to William Payne Cummings and his wife Dulcina in the parish of St. James. Hugh Gordon would become a progressive politician in the 1930s and 1940s. He became a medical doctor and enjoyed a career as Sir Grantley Adams's most trusted lieutenant in the 1950s, succeeding him as the second Premier of Barbados on April 17, 1958, and holding office until December 8, 1961. After being educated at Combermere School and Harrison College, Hugh Gordon determined to pursue a career in medicine and successfully completed the physician's course at Queen's University, Western Ontario, Canada. On his return to Barbados, he married Gladys Sybil Morrison in 1920 and raised a family of three sons, two of whom followed in his footsteps as doctors. He immersed himself in family medicine and gained a reputation for courtesy, genuine sympathy with the suffering black masses, and also for outstanding professional skill. In the turbulent 1930s, Dr. Cummings campaigned for political office, first as a member of Dr. Duncan O'Neill's Democratic League, and then as a founding member of the then Progressive League, subsequently renamed the Barbados Labour Party. He was successful in winning a seat to the House of Assembly in 1935, and then again in 1940, retaining his seat for the next 21 years in the constituency of St. Thomas. During his long and illustrious political career, Dr. Cummings served in a number of capacities. In 1951, he was appointed member of the Executive Committee. Then in 1954, he became Minister of Social Services when Barbados gained ministerial government. In 1956, he was appointed Speaker of the House of Assembly, and in 1958, he reached the pinnacle of success, becoming Premier, when Sir Grantley Adams was elected Prime Minister of the West Indies Federation. He held a portfolio of Minister of Finance in the office for 3 years and 8 months. Dr. Cummings had the satisfaction of successfully completing the Deepwater Harbor in 1961. Sadly for him, however, his party was swept out of office by the Errol Barrow-led Democratic Labour Party on December 8th that year. He was dignified, altruistic, and disciplined to the end, which came for him on October 26, 1970, at age 81 years. Dr. Cummings was accorded a state funeral. In his honor, on February 2, 1980, the hospital at District D in St. Thomas was renamed the Gordon Cummings District Hospital, and later that decade, a section of the Airport to West Coast or ABC Highway was also named after him. It was said of him that, quote, "Sincerity is the clay this man was made of," end quote. Activist, party stalwart, compassionate physician, minister of government, Premier. Dr. Hugh Gordon Cummings was born on this day, February 2nd, 1891.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.